99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
I've never heard Gun Talk.
It's a great show.
You have guns?
I personally do not. However, I do.
Why not?
I have, there's a couple reasons. One of them, I just don't have,
All right,
I don't
ladies
go...
and... Well,
hi. Hi, Jay. Yeah, I don't really go hunting, shooting that much, so I don't really I just don't have a need, really.
What about protection? Why wouldn't you have a gun at home for protection?
In all my life? No,
because
I've
I'll tell
been...
you, if somebody break, listen, home invasions are real.
Yeah.
They are. And, if you call the police, it'll take 6-7 minutes for them to get there. It's kind of useless.
If you're lucky, yeah.
Right. So you got to have some protection at home.
I have some apparatus.
I'm always surprised that people don't have that at home.
Really?
I had one person say, well, I'm kind of afraid because it might be used against me or myself. And
well, that's one of the good things. Shout out to, we're talking about Gun Talk.
Illumined Arms.
They have a CCW class coming up on the 26th or 28th. I'm not 100%
right,
sure.
Right. Well, but why?
22nd.
Excuse me.
They will definitely show you how to, use the laws, how to carry, what ammo to use, how to be comfortable in those situations. So like you said, not having your own weapon used against you. They'll teach you how to not have that happen.
I'm just surprised people think of the worst possible outcome as the reason why they wouldn't have a gun at home.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I trust you. You're not going to go out and start shooting at a school.
No, sir.
Every time something like this comes up, we have to think of the lowest denominator of the population and what they would do with it.
Exactly.
And for people who are like, Jay, you're,
I told you before.
You're a big cannabis guy, okay? And there are arguments about, oh, we can't, well, of course there's going to be overdoses with drugs and everything like that, but that's a minority, a very small minority.
You know if I've ever heard of a cannabis overdose.
Never in my life.
Well,
never.
you're trying for one.
I swear to God, that's not true. Jeez, come on. You act like you read my birthday card from the station.
Well, in my view, I don't use cannabis.
Right.
Compared to me.
Right. He's just an uplifting guy already.
But go ahead, Jay.
I was just going to say that the gun thing is a surprise. I mean, yeah, I've told you before with me, mm-hmm. I am all about people having their gun rights, but I have no want, no care.
I'm just saying for protection.
Okay.
What are you going to do when they break in your house?
To caveat off of that, I plan on, by the end of this year, getting something that's been on the list.
Yeah.
But nobody's came up to my house. There's been one time where somebody has came to my house after hours, and I was standing there with a baseball bat.
Well,
and
okay.
That took care of that situation. I didn't have to have a gun. But times are changing. People are changing. Mm-hmm. Certain people's habits, people that want to break into stuff, that's changing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe I should get with the times. But currently, it's just me and my Easton baseball bat.
He doesn't need Colt 45. He needs his Mark McGuire.
There you go.
Anyways, well.
So, Jay just turned 40.
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy.
Yeah,
Jay's 40.
This.
He wants to ask the audience a question.
What do you got, Jay?
I'm not going to ask a question, actually. I'm going to more so.
I thought you were going to ask what can you expect?
I'm just going to open up and I guess it is kind of an asking of a question. It's more so, what did you see change in your life at 40? What are the pluses? What are the minuses? What are the goods and bads? What should I expect going forward that you didn't? At 40 plus.
Are you already getting the AARP mailers?
I'm not there yet.
Oh, sorry.
How about the Medicare ones? The Medicare Medicare postcards where they show
the hearing aids.
The old couple sitting at a table laughing.
I'm still getting credit card requests. I'm still,
listen,
I'm still overwhelmed with those.
I'm getting the burial insurance cards.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Hey, quick correction. That CCW class we were talking about is going to be on September 25th. On the 25th at Illumined Arms.
IlluminedArms.com or give them a call. Go over to their shop. You can look them up on Google. They will take care of you.
IllArms.com.
IllArms.com. You can, I think it's $100 sign up.
Also, I just wanted to remind everybody, as far as traffic real quick, because we do have an incident, 395 northbound. It's going to be at South Meadows, being reported by the Nevada Highway Patrol right now. It looks like they're going to get that cleared here shortly, and no other instance. But I did want to remind everybody that traffic, this show has been brought to you by Ahern Rentals. Hardware and supply. A big thank you to them. Carson Valley's favorite. Hello. Yes, favorite hardware store, featuring a full selection of Steel, Echo, and Walker equipment. You can gear up for fall with your yard necessities and rugged Carhartt clothing, Ahern Rentals Hardware and Supply. So that's been at least a look at traffic there in the middle of my 40-year-old debacle.
Well, you ask what's going to change? I'll tell you. First, I'm the old guy here. First, you're going to find yourself complaining a bit more than you ever did. But it's not because we're getting older, because when you're in your 40s and I'm in my 60s, we have the memory of when things were made like much better than they are now. The very young don't. They didn't experience the 60s and 70s, and in your case, the 80s. I'm still a really optimistic person, but with age, you have this ability to compare to how things used to be. We remember quality when things were made to last. Everyday products these days don't live up to their name anymore. They're crap compared to what they once were.
Well, it's like cars, you know. I always tell people, you know.
Well, cars, I think, are actually made better now.
Safer.
What? And they go over 100,000 miles on average.
Yes.
They didn't used to do that. It used to be like 40.
I'm just saying, is someone going to be rolling like a 2022 Toyota Tundra in hot August nights 2080?
Yes.
You think so? I'd be interested to see if those cars hold up, like the plastic on them. And like,
I'll give you three examples of what's not made as well as it used to be. Pens, kitchen appliances, and the water pick.
All right, you lost
the
me
water
the pens.
Pick. The pens, the Chinese don't know how to make a good ballpoint pen. How many times have you tried to write a line or write something on different paper and it doesn't work?
What's your stance on pencils?
Pencils, I haven't investigated that.
They're his number two favorite.
Let me start with a water pick.
I got that one.
The water pick is like a Chinese toy right now. It's all plastic. The pieces break off. The tank is smaller, and you have to buy a new one every 2 years.
Really?
Yes. The water pressure just decreases. They call this planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolete. Yep.
Yeah. You find it in the socks, the stockings that don't last as long, the eyeglasses and the sunglasses that easily break, or they have the lens fall out. I mean, come on. No one can make an unbreakable plastic for the rims of glasses. Yeah, I mean, they can't stay together for a year. Just this week, I tried to repair a set with plastic that broke along the lens with super glue. I mean, there's no way on earth you can actually end up cleaning super glue off the lens. It was terrible.
Sorry, I got distracted.
I mean, Dad had Ray-Bans for like 2 decades, and they were repairable. Smartphones and computers, what force you to buy the newer versions because, you can't update Windows 7 to Windows 12 because your laptop can't do it? Why? Why not?
Well, you got to think. It's a smaller system for an earlier time period. Now things are so much more advanced, and you got to have all this memory and what. I'm not a tech guy, obviously.
Whose side are you on?
Hey, you know what? I'm on everybody's side here.
It's like that commercial where the guy's driving. He just picked up the brand new, like, Dell 6 or something like that computer, and he sees them unveiling the sign that says, the new Dell 7 comes out next week.
You'd think the technicians could make something compatible with the old along with the new. Now, Apple is... They even got sued for slowing down an older iPhone to force you to the upgraded one.
Yes, they were throttling not only just the data, but the applications that were on the phone. It was making the phone a paperweight.
I bought shirts at Macy's that fall apart in 2 months.
You shop at Macy's?
I used to.
Oh, okay.
Consumer electronics not repairable just because you can't repair electronics? Really? And I could have sworn light bulbs lasted longer before.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah.
John.
Oh, go ahead, Jay.
You know, let me just say this. As far as light bulbs go, have you ever tried to go to the store and just find a regular just old light bulb? It just doesn't exist.
They're not legal anymore.
They're what?
They are not.
I think they're not legal to manufacture
anymore.
They're
not legal to manufacture incandescent light bulbs. They have to be either fluorescent or LED.
Can they import them? Because I still do see
them.
Okay, there's a certain kind of light I like.
I still think I see them. I don't.
Like, for instance, the light we have in the studio right now is how I like it in my house. But
yes.
John will come in here and he'll turn on those supermarket lights that... Seriously, reach behind you and flick that light.
Yeah, the fluorescent.
Yeah, man, it's like... it's like...
Do not
God's
turn fluorescents on in a studio.
Yes, please. Thank you. is there a reason for that, Craig?
Yes, it causes
the buzzing.
It causes a hum, a 60-cycle hum in most radio signals and most audio equipment. So to have fluorescent lights on.
I like the light.
Yeah.
I like
well, John, all we have to do is go to the management company that we rent from and ask them to change all of those fluorescents to LED.
Ooh.
Here he goes.
Yeah, here we go. That's the perfect segue for me, Craig.
Jay has an issue.
Oh, I was wanting to put it onto these people so badly. Not only do they need to fix their air conditioning here at 1755 East Plum Lane, but also Nevada Commercial Services also needs to let us know when we need to get parking passes when our lot's being paved. Thank you to Jennifer Vogt, CPM Nevada Commercial Services.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm calling her out.
Are you going to get us evicted?
No, we're not going to get evicted. Henry, the owner of the station, has literally been saying... We need our air conditioner fixed to the point where he was going to put a sign up in his window that the property management was not going to fix the AC right.
All right, Blake, do you have a grudge?
Do I have a grudge? I have a couple.
My coffee is too cold here.
You know, I couldn't imagine a better, this isn't.
There you go. Make up for what he said.
I don't mind the building. They can do whatever they want. But the people that run this building in our office, Henry and Jerry, they are the best bosses I've ever had.
As far as the company. With the company. This has everything to do with the commercial services property manager.
Correct.
As far as the, come on now, we work for the best cluster in Reno, in my opinion.
All right.
Sure.
That was very entertaining, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Just throwing that out there.
All right.
Stuff together, Jen.
We'll be back. We have more guests on the way. This is Live and Local with John Potter and Jay Biggs at 99.1 for now. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
I think with the pens, my greatest achievement in life is finishing all the ink in a big pen without breaking.
I've yet to do that.
Or losing it, you know?
I lose them.
When you have a great, reliable pen, you feel like you have your life together. I still have my Parker and my Cross pens.
Cross.
But nobody sells the refills anymore. It's funny. You go in these stores like Staples. You're looking for it. It's not there. You ask about it, and they say, oh, go online.
Ask
Can
Papa
you believe
Bezos.
This? Stores are actually telling their customers not to come back.
Go somewhere else.
To go somewhere else. I know.
Wow.
It's stupid.
That's insane.
Anyway. Happy 40th, Jay.
Hey, 775-8499-10 is our number. I still haven't gotten any calls from anybody out there listening to tell me what to expect now that
they gave
I'm 40.
Up on you.
Yeah, well, sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Let's go into the relationship thing you wanted to bring up. Jay has another question. We have to help the young people here.
The only way this is going to help is if the phone lines literally start ringing. I mean, there's no...
No, pour it out, man.
Pour it out.
That's
pour
what we're
out,
here
pour
for.
It out. Okay. Listen, I've got a dilemma, and I need to figure this out because it is killing me. All right? I've been with this girl, this doctor, this pharmacist that I've been with for 2 years now, mm-hmm. and we've been apart about 2.5 months now, so we haven't been together. But... This girl just reached out to me last week and says that she can't be without me, doesn't want anybody else to have me, can't imagine the rest of her life without me, wants to spend every second, but she doesn't want a committed relationship. That, after 2 years, is bothering me. Like, why would you want to even, like, what are you here for? Why are you back? I've been apart from you for almost 3 months now, to where I'm starting to get normal and feel good about everything and all that kind of stuff. Why are you here? You don't want a relationship.
Knowing you as I do, this has happened before, though, hasn't it?
No. This is the same girl. This has happened multiple times.
Why are you going back?
John, don't do it. It's a trap.
It is a trap, man.
The whole staff is chiming in.
If you know Greek mythology, she's a succubus. Oh. Is what it is. If you know Greek mythology, that's exactly what it is.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you have a favorite pizza restaurant, John?
What?
Actually, it's weird. I grew up with Pizza Hut, and I'm just going to always be a Pizza Hut.
That's the only person I've ever heard say that. I'm with you, and my wife will not let me order Pizza Hut because she said it tastes like cardboard. That's fine. But I think for this situation, I think Jay has a favorite pizza restaurant that he likes to go to.
I get where you're going
there,
man.
The store management is changing the rules on how they normally operate, and I think Jay should go get pizza somewhere else.
Here's the hurtful thing. Yes, I should try other places of pizza.
Try some other pizza.
Believe me. And it's been a long time. It's just that she's reaching back out, and it's got me like all confused. Like, what are you here for? You know, I'm just trying to figure it out. But what hurts is this: when you get in a relationship in the beginning, you know, things grow, right? It's like, you know, you start spending a day with each other. Then, after a week, you realize, oh, you know, that I like maybe 2 days with this person, or, you know, things just grow, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with this girl is she wants things to go in reverse. Almost like, here we are 2 years in. I don't want commitments. She says, it's really weird to me because it's like, you know, these are the things that you would eventually build into.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think, too, like there's a lot to this relationship. Cultural differences, you know.
Right.
You know, she's Iranian Persian. You know, the family doesn't accept me. They just think I'm a low class American.
You're not that.
Well, no, I know. But I mean, like.
Well, not so fast, Blake.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah. I am an American for sure.
We know that one. Or do we?
I don't know my class. But you know, all that doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, you know? Yeah, I'm a radio guy. I don't make a ton of money. Is she a doctor who makes a couple hundred thousand? Yes. Does that matter? And probably worry her daddy who owns the largest car import business in Tehran, Iran, to where he's, you know, like he's just loaded with money. And she's, you know, I may never be able to satisfy this woman. Maybe, but that stuff shouldn't matter to me. It should be how you feel about it. And if she sits there and tells me that she has all these feelings about me and she wants to be with me, but she just doesn't want commitment, what it seems like in my own daughter, it kind of reminds me of those old commercials with the insurance where you'd put the kid in the square and they'd be like, well, I can't go out of the square. It doesn't make any sense, right? Even my own daughter says, Dad, she doesn't want to commit now because you've been 2 years into it and she's drug you through the mud so bad with her friends and family that she's going to look like, if she takes you back, like an idiot. Like, or if she tries to be with you again, like she's going back after talking all this bad about you to all these people. And you know, to be quite honest with you, I kind of want to move things along and go on with my life, man, because I think I deserve better than that.
I deserve better pizza.
I think you just wrote three Lifetime movies.
Yeah,
in that,
at least
in that spiel.
Well, at least
all starring the same actors.
They weren't all the same plot. There was no real estate agent trying to steal the
I'm digging it. The Iranian family and everything.
Well, John, you've hung out with us before. Do you know? Do you see what I?
I am not taking sides on this one. She's a very nice person.
I'm saying you see the charm, right? Like you. That's all I was saying. You see the charm.
I can't see how anybody could resist that gleaming bald head. It just blows my mind.
You can see it a mile away, and then the face that comes with the smile with it.
Folks, can you help out this issue? 775-884-9910.
The bottom line of it is 2 years. 2 years into it.
Help.
Should I take her back into a relationship that's not a relationship? Or does it just make no sense at all? It doesn't make any sense to me.
My advice, is to go to the Fox newscast.
Yeah, you know.
I'm not the one to ask.
All right. Time for some Foxy.
But no, folks, call. Yeah. No, I mean it. 775-884-9910. It's good to accomplish something on this show.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. Okay, let's go ahead and give your some brain time to filter what I just asked. Give us a call. That's our number. We'll be right back after we break for Fox News on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's live and local with John and Jay. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, and Blake from the sales department here is joining us to help out. Jay, who just celebrated 40 years, but is going through, well, my gosh, it's too bad dear Abby has left this earth.
Oh, and this isn't his midlife crisis.
And we're getting relationship advice, and we're getting phone calls on this.
We are. Wow.
People care about you.
I hope so.
Support J-Day.
Yes, that's right. Well, I say let's go ahead and just dive right into this. Producer Craig, it looks like we've got Paula on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Paula. Hi. Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live and Local.
Oh, I every Saturday. So, I'm 70 and single now by choice. Never had children.
Yeah. Oh.
Three long-term relationships. Kept picking the same guy over and over, you know, the same kind of guy. And the red flags were always there. They were always there. But so think about what you want in life. And
yeah.
Good luck to you. And God bless.
Paula, thank you so much.
God bless you, Paula.
For a while there, it sounded like you were about to give your phone number to the to Jay.
That was
interesting. I'm a little too old, but otherwise I'm sure I probably would.
We'll let Jay be the judge of that.
Right. Well, it's okay. Our ship's just missed by a couple decades, that's all.
Yeah, a few, like twice. Plus, but now I'm committed single. I mean, you know, I don't sit at home and cry about it by any means. I mean, I stayed single till I was 28. I just only dated. I bought my first house before I ever lived with anyone. And,
good for you.
But you know what? It was like lived with, you know, if you got somebody that doesn't want to commit, then think about being Paula on your porch in your rocking chair by yourself.
Paula is so right because life is so short in time. And this is what you find out when you pass 40 years old, that time is more precious than ever. And please don't waste it. Paula had better advice than me, which was get a cat. So thank you, Paula.
Oh, Paula,
to be quite honest with you, you know, you said you're in a committed relationship to being single now. I mean, you know, my aunt, God bless her, you know, when she got older, she said, you know what, I am in a relationship. I'm in a relationship with Jesus. So
yeah,
that's who she was committed to. There's that too.
Oh boy, you know what? In this time where our world is where it's at and everything, and then now I'm finally not working, although the worst retirement circumstances with COVID and everything, but it kind of what forced me into not working. But
become a Walmart door greeter.
We don't want to start that conversation, okay?
Anyways, Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. God bless.
All right.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on. We got Myra on the line. Myra, thank you for calling into Live and Local with John and Jay. You got some advice for me this morning?
Oh, yeah, dude. Move on. She's using you as a placeholder. Okay.
There you go.
Basically, she says she's Iranian, right? And that her dad is wealthy.
Yep.
Okay, so what's happening is she is waiting for her dad to arrange her a proper match to somebody that is going to give more wealth and status to their family. Her place will be dude. I would say move on with your life. Life is too short. And I'm saying this from the perspective of a dialysis patient. You probably have a meaningful years to live. I'm like a future myself. And have to put yourself first. You have to be kind to yourself. You have to put your boundaries in place. She doesn't respect you. She doesn't respect your time or your feelings on the matter. Otherwise, she would be going against her father's wishes and going all in with you. But no, my dude, you're a place with your life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good point.
All right.
Myra, you're thank you so much. We could tell what you were saying. It was kind of broken up, but I could tell exactly what she was
brought
saying.
Up the in-law thing. You, tell us what this woman's in-laws and what they think of you are.
Well, okay. So
I say in-laws.
Right,
you're
so
not married.
Here's the weird part of this.
But
right, right. Okay. So the weird part of this is that, okay, with me being like this slower American guy, you know, and all this, like, so her father, you know, Iranian and Muslim, married a Jewish professor. And over there, that's not kosher. That's not normal. So I figured of all things, that would make the family be like, oh, you know, like maybe we can accept this because we've been through this ourselves. And it's just not the case, I guess. I don't know, because the dad is just like, don't even talk about him. Don't even talk about him. His root is bad. He's you know, I get it. He probably wants, like, almost like she was just saying, a rich Iranian man. To make the, because that is what the family really is all about. I can tell with, boy, I wish somebody would make me believe that Persians aren't the most racist people on the planet. But seriously, it's all about their stature. And they're like, if you make the family name look bad in any way, shape, or form, or low, then you are dead and cut off, you know, and.
You have to be reminded how dramatically different these cultures are in different countries.
Very,
now, I know you guys, you probably don't watch 90 Day Fiancé, but they have this woman who's from America, and she wants to marry a man in India. And because they have a 10-year or 15-year age difference, there's no way his parents are going to agree to this. And this has been going on for years and years and years. They will not accept it.
No way.
Just because she's that old to be, as they say, his mother.
What?
I know. But you have to remember that some societies are so completely different. I will say, her parents, if they're not with you, it'll never work out.
Of course.
Let me tell you from history, if the in-laws are against you, it will never, never work out.
Here's the weird thing. The mom, she has been on the phone with me and cried to me and told me, and she tells me she prays for me she seems like maybe the sweetest person ever. I just almost want to get in front of her. It's almost to the point where I'm like, is she telling me the truth? Maybe it's just dad doesn't want nothing to do with me. Right. I don't know. Who knows?
775-884-9910. We'll figure this boy out.
We'll get him straight. We'll get it on the straight and narrow.
Give me some distractions. How about that? Like, if this isn't going to work out, I'm just going to say this live on the air. Please, God, send me some good distractions so I can just forget about this.
It sounds like you need to float the river with me today, Jay.
Dude.
This could change this man's life right now with what we decide. And you are leaving it up to Blake and me to decide.
It is. Yes, of course. I know how successful everything's been with you guys. So I just...
Hey, I came out here 2017, and I was married within 2 years.
Hey,
you know. I'm 68 years old, and I finally got it right.
There you go.
How many tries, John?
I know that's a long way, Jay's thinking, oh, God, 28 more years. But
if she would just, hey, listen, if this girl would commit to me properly, I would have no problem living the rest of my life until the day I die with her.
That's a big if, Jay.
Yeah, but she won't. She won't. So I just need to move past it, I think.
All right. Anyway, any final words, Blake? Do we give up on him?
I have hope for Jay. I think he's a really outgoing guy. If any of the listeners, if y'all ever want to call in and, you know, talk to Jay and give him some advice, remember it's 775-884-9910. Jay, I hope you get this figured out and we can get you a little bit more at peace. In your head, because I know this is a lot to deal with.
It's mentally racking, I'll tell you that.
And we're not perfect. I was in with the marriage counselor, both of us were, and the marriage counselor said, your wife says you never buy her flowers. Is that true? And I said, I never knew she sold flowers. So the session ended pretty early.
Let me throw this in.
My wife says I could be an idiot sometimes, and it's cool of her to give me permission like that.
That
I can
that is a yes.
Be an idiot.
That is a Kathy statement. Sometimes.
I'm lucky because my wife hates roses. So on Valentine's Day, if I show up with roses, I'm probably going to sleep on the couch.
Oh.
So I got lucky on that part. I don't have to do the flower thing.
Ladies, if he remembers your birthday and knows all your secrets and spends a lot of time with you and knows all your friends, that's not your man. That's Mark Zuckerberg.
Ooh. That's it. This is true. Yes. All right, we got more to talk about. It's coming up next right
Sadly.
Here. Yes. Just for don't forget our number 775-884-9910. You want to call in, give me some more relationship advice, or you just got something you want to talk about, go ahead and call us. You can also listen to that podcast anytime, 991fmtalk.com and Facebook. Make sure you go and friend us there as
yes.
well.
775-884-9910. Do you want to take this real quick?
Oh, we got one.
Oh, did we? Oh, we asked you. Okay, yeah.
All right, let's go to break. After the commercials.
We're going to go commercial. We'll be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's Live and Local with John and Jay and Blake.
Hey-o.
Relationship talk. Did you know, Jay, that slugs are just snails that have gone through a divorce?
Yep, she got the house.
You know, John,
did you know that before the invention of the crowbar, crows used to drink at home?
Really?
All right, let's go.
Hold on. Yeah, let's go to the phone because speaking of, just had a light bulb turn on our head because we've got Cindy on the phone. She's going to talk about incandescent light bulbs with us. Cindy.
Oh.
Yeah, let's talk. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. I have had a war about LED bulbs ever since they started making them, and the incandescent bulbs got harder and harder to find on the shelves. But I was in Home Depot the other day, and I was just looking at the very beginning of an aisle there at the store by Neil Road, and I did manage to find my 25-watt incandescent bulbs that I use for a special type of lamp that I have, and I said, oh, thank God they still have them. So I'm not sure about the 40s, the 60s, the 75s, the 100s, or whatever, but it's been frustrating. And disposing of them, you always want to be ecologically minded and dispose of them properly. So in years past, I always collected them in a bag and took them down to the waste management office there off Vassar. And now that they don't even open their doors anymore, you can't fit them through the slot. So I'm not sure.
I know. What
to do with them now.
You can't fit them through the slot unless you break them.
Right. Well, I wanted to say thank you for correcting me on that.
Yeah, I knew I saw them still in stores.
Yeah, it's like you said, you can't. It's getting harder and harder to find, and they're trying to make it to where you have to do the LEDs or the fluorescent.
So what I ended up doing, because the LEDs, they give off such a harsh light, at least in my home, that I ended up getting what are called vintage light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They are LED still, but they have like exactly. Like you can see all the insides and everything, like the little orange in there. So, and those give off a little bit of a softer white, I guess you could say.
And there's also halogen light bulbs that still look like incandescent ones, but those are mostly used for like outdoor settings.
Wow.
Like big floodlights. And commercial businesses and things like that.
Commercial businesses.
Yeah. I love talking about light bulbs.
Man, I could talk forever. I used to do electrical work.
We should have the bulb daddy on.
Oh.
Blake?
I'm going to hit him up.
Take your
Tune
little notebook.
Week. Tune
briefcase.
Week
Who's your bulb
talk?
Daddy?
Thank you for calling, dear.
Yes, thank you, Cindy. I appreciate you calling in. And you know what? Not just her, but everybody else earlier that gave me, I guess you could say, some light bulbs and what's going on in life.
Hey.
Seriously.
You can call on us anytime.
Craig, do you got some advice for me?
Just
he gave up on you.
Yeah.
Well, no, I didn't give up on him, but
keep your mouth shut.
No, nothing.
After this show, maybe.
No, I know yesterday when you were out sick that this was really the major contributor to that as well. So
it gets you 1,000,000%.
Oh, was it?
It gets you to the point where your stomach and you just. Everything you totally go
nerves
go nat.
So yeah, it's the truth. You know, but and then sometimes the truth hurts. But I'm just trying to get a little bit of, you know, I guess you could say advice from the people that I respect mm-hmm. and I know that care about me. So
it's wonderful.
Wait, who cares about you?
You will always.
You will. Jeez, really?
Don't be mean.
No.
You will always have somebody to lean on, Jay. Now, me, I'm very fortunate that I have somebody call and check on me almost every day. He's from India.
And, the HP guy?
He's very concerned about my car warranty.
Oh, yeah.
His name is Bob, he says, by the way.
Oop.
You know, it's a shame magazine subscription people don't even bother with me now. I miss the good old days.
Really?
No, I'm still paying for the CDs that I got for one penny.
Oh, oh yeah, that's right, from 30 years ago.
You're paying? You're paying? You're not absconding with him like everybody else did?
You know, actually, what happened to that? Did Columbia, I mean,
they
Columbia
lost
House.
Money
yeah.
big on that, yeah.
And the BMG Music BMG. Club.
I still have my Korn CD that I got from them.
Oh,
I got my Static X one.
You do? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Don't have nothing to play it on, but I have it.
Did you get any of those, John? Did you indulge? Because at that time, you were already many years deep in radio. You probably didn't need that many CDs for a penny. You'd probably just go in your office and grab some off the PD shelf. Right?
Actually, listen, I don't know what you're talking about with CDs. Me, it was all vinyl. Remember, right. I'm 68 years old.
Eight-track and vinyl.
And that was the first thing. When I had to make a move across the country, I had to sell them because they were the heaviest boxes that you have.
They couldn't go in the trunk?
Well, to carry them, it was just horrible.
There's some push-ups.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, no way.
It's like the size of a thin crust pizza.
This isn't a safe.
Yeah.
Right. We're moving a safe.
Well, anyway, it's been an interesting show.
It has been.
It really has.
You know, I mean,
thanks,
gosh,
Blake.
Not sure what happened to West Coast Trailers. They were supposed to be in here.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have them back on next week.
That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. And I'm going to reach out to a couple people as well, some political candidates as well.
The gold guy was interesting.
The gold guy was very
Northern
interesting.
Nevada.
Very well spoken.
Henry texted me. He said, hey, let's get in touch.
If you want to be rich and get a bunch of gold coins, $1 billion idea here. Name your beer responsibly. And then sit back and hear every beer company commercial promote your brand.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah. Ooh. Then you buy your yacht. There you go.
I think you're onto something.
And name your new band live music. People think you're popular and everywhere. See, nobody listens to me.
There'll be a sign out right here. Everybody will have a sign out saying live music.
Yeah, hold on. You know what? There is some truth to that because when I run wrestling shows, people will they'll make like some cool name like Destination Pro Wrestling or something like that. I always call mine Live Pro Wrestling because that's what it is. It's Live Pro Wrestling. It's right there in front of you. So
starting a league?
Very true.
Well, I
point.
Have already.
Oh, have you?
You can go online. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
I had no idea.
It's at Hot Dogs and Handshakes on Facebook. You can go over there. It's Action Packed Wrestling Nevada. You can find it on Facebook. Check. But yeah, I do shows usually every year at a festival. This year, that festival got canceled.
I'm surprised her Iranian dad can't relate to you with what you just said.
Exactly.
Well, you would. You know what's so weird? I have no issues with it. Like this guy who is like the scared person in my life that's ruling things. I have never once had an issue with meeting and talking to this person. It's so weird that we're on such different pages. I don't think we are.
Interesting thought.
Very. Interesting handle for the Hot Dogs and Handshake.
Well, that's how the wrestlers get paid.
Well, folks, have a great day. I'm going to go to the Gem Show at the Convention Center. I'm excited about that, for real.
That sounds like fun.
And, is that going on this week? That's right. And there's an art show.
International Art Show. We have those people on a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They're also at the Convention Center.
Oh, awesome.
We should go down there and check that out.
And at Mackey Stadium, the Pack is hosting a team that they never played before, the Incarnate Word Cardinals, private university from San Antonio, Texas, and they may be, they say, the toughest opponent that the Pack has ever played in some time. The Cardinals just beat Southern Illinois 64-29. They are 1-0 this season. Pack is 2-0. The game is at Mackey starting at 2:30 today.
Okay.
So we could head out there if the paving people let us out.
I think they
surrounded the building to where we can't walk on the new pavement.
Oh, let me call the property manager, find out. Anyways, all right, let's just go ahead and give a quick preview, because next week, we've got some really cool folks on, not just our local real estate expert, Rick Canale, but we've also got Bite Me Food Truck, and they have a brand new spot inside of the Reno Public Market.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and talk about a really, really interesting, I guess you could say, menu. Yeah. Bite Me is going to have it, and they're going to bring in some really cool stuff for us to try. Also, St. John Smith, you might remember him. He's going to come back on. He's actually the grandson of Ron Smith, the announcer for the Great Reno Balloon Race, who just passed 40 years.
We had him on before.
No, St. John was on with us because he's doing the 30 on 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is right. He's going to be back on because that's actually happening next Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, on Monday the 19th.
That's how you get slim and trim right there.
Yes, absolutely. And if you see his pictures, that guy is like 0% body fat. Also, Amanda Bloodworth, property manager. Her and Josh, her husband, who we were going to have on a couple weeks ago, they are going to finally be back on with us. That's going to be, yeah, the property management couple. And talk about an interesting talk with this girl. I've been Facebook friends with her for a long time, and she is constantly going on there and posting interesting stories, let's just say, about tenants in her building.
Mm.
Hopefully she's a better property manager than we. Anyways.
Good property managers are hard to find.
They sure are. And we're going to have a good one on our show next week right here. Don't forget to friend us on Facebook, Live and Local with John and Jay, or you can look up at On Air Conversations. You can go to our page and check out our podcast that producer Craig's going to put up here within the next hour at 991FMTalk.com. And
our Facebook page.
Yeah.
John Potter here, Jay Biggs.
And Blake.
There. And Blake, thank you for, and Craig, thank you so much
for
doing a great job in Carson City.
Great show, guys.